Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next half hour. The Townships at 12 is going in summer mode starting this week, and I will have a new show for you every Tuesday and Thursday, and the shows will be repeated on Wednesday and Friday, but they will be a half hour instead of an hour for the summer months. Today I will talk with Timmy Lynch from Melbourne. Timmy has a mobile welding business. He is a qualified welder, and he can come to your home if you have a welding job that needs to be done. He also makes fire pits for his hobby. He can make big ones or smaller ones, and he makes them out of recycled metal. We will hear the interview with Timmy right after the song called Lunch by Billie Eilish, so please stay tuned.
I could eat that girl for lunch as she dances on my tongue. Tastes like she might be the one. And I could never get enough. I could buy her so much stuff. It's a craving, not a crush. Call me when you're there. I said I'll buy you something rare. And I left it under clear. So now she's coming up the stairs. So I'm pulling up a chair.
Teasdale for theCUBE, and today we're welcoming Timmy Lynch to the Townships at 12. Well, Timmy is based in Melbourne, that's near Richmond, and he's a welder, and he also has a hobby of converting recycled metal into fire pits. So welcome, Timmy.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So how did you get started in welding? You took a course somewhere?
I took a course at Alexander de Galt, I took a DP, a vocational center in my school. And I also took an ASP at the Triolet, so it's a high-pressure welding course, extra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you were always interested in welding as a career?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, before I took my DEP, I never actually knew what welding was, but when I started doing, start welding, and it was more hands-on, and it was more interesting.
Okay.
Interesting for me, yeah.
Now, you have a day job, but you also have a hobby of recycling old metal into fire pits. And also in your business, you have a mobile welding unit where you go to different people's houses and farmers' houses and repair their metal objects, like their machinery or things like that. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, that's correct. Yeah. if any machinery break down, I sometimes they need me to come fix something. Sometimes it's a rush job, or it could take a week or two before I get the job to be done. It depends on the client.
Where did you get the idea to make these fire pits out of recycled metal?
Oh, it kind of came to me like that when I was at work. I was looking through. I wanted to buy a fire pit myself, but I didn't want to pay anything extraordinary. And then I said, well, why don't I try to think about making something? And the cheapest way I could think of would be recycled material. And that's what came to mind. I first thought car rims, but then truck rims seems to be the better option. It's a more higher up of a fire.
Okay. Could you walk us through the processing of designing and creating a fire pit?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. How I start off is usually I take the bottom of a truck rim and I fill it in with cut off pieces of any flat material I have, and I fill it in, and then it depends on the model what people want. If it's every bar and I have to make it level, then I add another truck rim on top and I make that level, and I kind of make it go all the way around, three to four inches apart. Sometimes people want it mean thinner or thicker, on depends on their client. But once mm-hmm. if you get a door, it's different. Then it gets more complicated. It's different, yeah.
But. Okay, where do you where's your source for your recycled metal?
Oh, there's a scrapyard in Richmond I go to, or there's also Henry Goldpool, Youth Pool in Sherbrooke. It'd be the other place, scrapyards, but I haven't really looked at any other places up to now. I'm sure there's other scrapyards that have truck rims.
Okay.
For trucks, yeah.
Where do you get your inspiration and for the different styles? You have different styles, I guess, of fire pits?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I first started off, I just kind of made a bunch of them. And in my mind, I'm like, this one could be something different, because I wanted one with a door, and maybe other people want one with a door to boil your maple syrup with. But then also other people want them for outside, right? So if you're using it to boil maple syrup or sap, it's easier with the opening. Inspiration, I mean, really, I just different ways of just thinking of just at work, sitting down and thinking of different models, really, that's what came in mind.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And you even have tops for them, too. People can have one with a top on or not.
That's right, yeah, I even have a top for them, and I also, the service would come in, if I could deliver too, if it's, I come to my service.
Okay, you deliver two. Now, how big are they?
They come to about maybe 2 feet to 3 feet high.
Okay.
Maybe 4 feet high. It depends if you want legs on your fire pit or you want a fire pit lower to the ground.
Okay, so you can have a smaller one or a bigger one and one with a top or not?
That's right, yeah. You can have a top, or if you don't want to have a top, or if you want a top with a welded hinge on the top, if it's more practical for some people. There's different options I could do. Okay, so it's 3 to 4 feet high, yeah. 3 feet, 4 feet.
Okay. What are some of the biggest challenges you have with working with recycled metal? Are there any?
Oh, yeah. Some are tricky, because sometimes you go and there's really bent truck rims, and it's hard to kind of play with some. Some are really bad, other options, I'm always looking for a big amount, eh? I mean, you can try to get, like, more rims, and then you have more choices, right? And that's more of the challenge, getting the rims, but you have to look around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it's harder to get to. I was getting the truck rims at the place with the rubber on it, at the scrapyard, and I was cutting the rubber out with a sawzall. But that was a challenge.
It must have been, yeah. I can just imagine. Yeah. How do you ensure the safety and durability of the fire pits, given that they're made from recycled material?
Oh wow! Well, they're so thick, and the welding rods I'm using, the strength They're going to last many, many years of about a quarter inch thick. So I have no worries of the strength of material.
Okay. What's been the most rewarding part of this work?
Oh, it's at the end, when you're sitting by the campfire and you enjoy the nice fire, you're going to really appreciate it, and you're going to appreciate how long it's going to last you, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That also comes with it, because some people don't like to have a fire pit for just a couple of years, but this will last at least 10 years minimum.
Okay. Now, you offer custom welding services at people's homes, and can you tell us more about this again?
Oh, yes. If there's any custom service, any clients that need welding local, I do local service at home, or I could do mobile service. I'm experienced in everything. I have my DP and my ASP. I can do I do everything in stick welding. So, but every kind of rod out there I have. So if there's an emergency, I could do welding on site or at home.
Okay, a good service to have. Good. How do you see your work contributing to the environmental sustainability?
Oh, I mean, I find it's really great. The farmers really like the work that I do, and I think it helps out the farmer industry. Some farmers have a harder time. Sometimes they do it themselves, but sometimes they need a little upper hand of a more professional welder to finish the job right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's an advantage for the farmers.
It is, definitely.
And for the client, and even for the residential people.
Exactly. A lot of welding needed sometimes. Do you have any future plans for your business? Are you planning to expand or do something else that's different?
Oh, I would like to expand in my business. It all depends on how much income I get. But yeah, I would always love to expand my business to be more mobile welding that way, and install like a nice trailer with all the materials and more upgraded. If I can, you'd upgrade into a truck. If I would, I'd like to have more service for the farmers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can get into the farm and into the fields where their material is broke down, so they don't have to bring it to their barn. Or that would be more of my investment into that kind of trade. Unless I love to do artistic work too, so it'd be kind of investing into both.
You must get a lot of business from the farmers, especially this time of the year.
Oh yeah, that's recently I get some work around. Yeah. Oh yeah, they always usually wait until after the winter, and work always seems to accumulate after the winter. They have little jobs to do. Yeah, very much appreciated.
If somebody is interested, your name is Timmy Lynch, LYNCH, and you do the mobile welding and plus the fire pits, and you're located in Melbourne. Now I'm going to give them your phone number. It's 819-437-6280, and you don't have a website, is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay. What if somebody wants to see some of your fire pits beforehand? Do you have, you said you had a store that you sold them to?
I have a store. There's one model at Gabrielle Couture in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of my models, more of my smaller models. If they want to see it, they'd have to go to Gabrielle Couture in Richmond. I could always post more pictures on my Facebook page.
Okay, you have a Facebook page?
I have my Facebook page, too. I have other photos of fire pits there, too.
Okay, that's good. So if somebody looks up Timmy Lynch, LYNCH again, they'll see the pictures of the fire pits on there?
Yeah, if you look through it, I'm sure I could probably put a post. I should have some pictures of fire pits in there, yeah.
Okay, that's great. Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Timmy?
Just wanted to say that this is something I enjoy doing. Is besides my work at my day shift work is my production work, but something at least this is kind of my own kind of thing. Working kind of doing your own thing, it's more what I enjoy to do. That's
okay.
Good.
You have a day job and you do this too, so you're busy. Any particular artist or craftsman that have inspired you during this?
There's a guy, Jean-Marc Tétrault. He did the metal sculpt thing in right on my street. That Jean-Marc Tetrault has a metal museum in Montreal. Does like artistic work for McDonald's. If you have heard of his name, his name is Jean-Marc Tetrault. He did the King West. You know where King West is?
Mm-hmm.
All like the waves and.
Oh, okay. Yep. In the boulevard there?
Yeah, we're in the Boulevard King.
Oh, okay.
He did all the waves, and he kind of inspired me more of the artistic way. And I also, he did other work, but I also worked for Bruce Kerr, which did shutdowns for pulp and paper businesses. I learned a lot through both of those places, both of those guys.
Okay, interesting. Okay, anything else to add before we go?
That's pretty much where it sums it all up. I just repair everything, and I do any artistic, radio mobiling to make everyone happy.
Thanks a lot, Timmy, and all the best on your business there. Thanks.
Oh, thank you very much, eh?
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. Cake and ice cream at Uplands on Friendship Day. Come to this annual fundraiser for the Lennoxville Ascot Historical and Museum Society and enjoy ice cream with homemade cake. See you on the veranda, 9 Speed Street, on Saturday, June 8th, from noon to 3 p.m. The Lennoxville Art Group will be having a vernissage on Friday, June 7th, from 17 hours to 20 hours, and again on Saturday, June 8th, 9 a.m. to 15 hours. At the Amity Baudouin Community Center in Lennoxville, 10 Samuel Gratham Street, on the second floor. The countdown is on for this year's Lennoxville Elementary School Silent Auction. The Facebook event will go live on May 31st, and you will have 1 week to bid. All winners will be asked to pick up their items from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, June 8th, cash only, at Lennoxville Elementary School. Please spread the word and share the event. Everyone in the community is welcome to bid, and there's lots of exciting items to win. More details to come. Want to donate something to the auction? There's still time. Email lennoxvillepo@gmail.com. All proceeds will go towards the school and the students. Silent auction going live on May 31st. Boutique Encores Under the Tent Sale, located at 3355 College Street in Lennoxville, on Friday, June 7th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Saturday, June 8th, 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Clothing, linens, jewelry, sports, games, toys, books, kitchen, household items, furniture, and small appliances. $6 fill your bag sale Saturday, June 8th, 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Early birds are welcome Thursday afternoon, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Friendship Day in Lennoxville, June 8th, starts at 10 a.m., fun for the whole family. Mental Health Estrie invites you to their annual general meeting to be held at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, June 25th, at their offices located at 3355 College Street in Lennoxville. Please use door number 2. The main agenda items are annual reports, financial statements, and election of the Board of Directors. For more information, contact MHE at 819-565-3777 or info@mentalhealthestrie.com. The Lennoxville and District Women's Center AGM Annual General Meeting High Tea Party coming up on June 20th at 6:15 p.m. Join Literacy in Action's new Smart Science Series, Engineering Squad, available now in Barrie, a family activity in Barrie, Saturdays 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. from May 4th to June 8th. Sign up with Angie at lia-estrie.org or call 819-346-7009. Limited spots are available. An antique farm machinery show coming up on June 15th and 16th at 128-143 Richmond, Quebec at the Richmond Fairgrounds, Saturday 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is $20 for those 16 years and up, $5 for 10 to 15 years and free under 10 years, 10:30 a.m. Inscription for antique tractor pulls. The pulls start at 11 a.m. 1800 pork and beef supper with all the trimmings. Tickets are sold in advance. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $15 for those 16 years and up, $5 for children 10 to 15 years, and free under 10 years old. 11 a.m. Tractor Parade, 1300 Tractor Games. Also for the 2 days, there is a public market, a flea market, canteen on the grounds, and a petting zoo. If you belong to a nonprofit organization and you would like your event announced, it's free. Please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. And also, if you would like to have an interview, if you're in the nonprofit group, please give me an email again, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com.
Every tomorrow brings sunshine in my neighborhood since you've been in it. Oh, here comes Mrs. Postman. She's thick up and bluebird. From her spirits, I descended. Oh, Mrs. Postman, this commonality won't let her be fooled by low conditions. Oh, says Mrs. Postman, your love resides in me, birds of a feather seem to flock together. Oh, Mrs. Postman, shut up. The sunlight with your presence in the morning time, and that's alright. To be modest, an operation, effervescence makes my heart sing, Mrs. Postman. And no hesitation, and no hesitation, come offend you to break your stride today. Cause it's alright, little birds sing to remind me that in the clouds or the rain, let shine nighttime and morning. Every tomorrow brings sunshine in my neighborhood since you've been in it. Oh, here comes Mrs. Postman. She's thick up and blue blood, and a message from her spirit's high descending. Oh, Mrs. Postman, this commonality won't let her be fooled by low conditions. Oh, says Mrs. Postman, your love resides in me, birds of a feather seem to flock together. Oh, Mrs. Postman, if you want it, go and get it. You can have it. Mrs. Postman, that's alright. Can we spark it? Effervescence, let the flame burn. Mrs. Postman, right on.
That was the Black Pumas, and the song is called Mrs. Postman. You're listening to the Townships at 12 with your host, me, Maureen, here on theCUBE, 88.9 FM. And next up, we have some health news. There are 4 main types of sugar. Fructose is the kind that is found primarily in fruit. Sucrose is table sugar. Lactose comes from dairy, and glucose is produced when your body breaks down the other types. Sugar isn't bad for you across the board. The body needs some to run, as it plays a role in things like brain and nervous system function and energy production. And fruit delivers bonus nutrients, such as fiber, which slows digestion, helping prevent blood sugar spikes. Excess sugar, especially in the kind in packaged foods, is what poses a risk to our health, so it's smart to prioritize whole foods as often as possible. I'd like to thank my guest today, Timmy Lynch, for coming in and talking to us about his mobile welding unit and also about his great fire pits. If you're interested, check him out on Facebook. That's Timmy Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H, or give him a call, 819-437-6280. We'll close today's show with a song from Preston Pablo and Juliana, and the song is called Dance Alone. Thanks very much for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Tonight I wanna hold you close. I don't wanna let you go. Loving you is all I know. Girl, look into my eyes and tell me why. You got me tantalized. You got me feeling so alive. Ain't no surprises. On our way, on our way, we don't waste time. Grab my hands, lay them down on your waistline. Then we get alone. If you let me take you for a ride, you'll memorize it.
Dance alone.